Blog Talk Radio.
Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna take it one day at a time. Opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna say hello to my neighbor, gonna greet him with a smile, and shake the hand of a stranger sitting tall to him for a while. Gonna tell someone I love them from the bottom of my heart. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah, today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take it one day at a time. I made my resolution, open up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try and change the world. I'm gonna make sure my children know right from wrong. Never turn my back on those who need someone. Always gonna try to see myself through another's eye. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah. Yeah, today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take you one day at a time. I've made my resolution.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever it is your time. I hope that you're doing well and doing good and all that stuff. The card, I pulled several cards for the show today, but one of the cards I want to focus on all three of them. We're going to take them in the order that I pulled them. So the first card is thinking of you, and I think a lot of times, you know, we get lost in our everyday problems, our everyday issues, life in general, and so what we have to do is realize that Spirit's thinking of us, you know, knows right where we are, every second, every moment of our life. Spirit knows what's going on with us, and then the Winter's End is the next card, and on the bottom of the card it says regeneration, rebirth, and positive outcome, and you know. that's where we are right now. In your life, my life, we're in that place of regeneration, that place of rebirth. And, you know, I love that word, positive outcome. And so no matter what we are facing, no matter what's going on in your life right now, you know, you just have to realize, hey, it's going to pass and things are going to get better. And you just have to believe that. You just have to keep on believing that. And then the attachment card is the last card I pulled. And it says letting go, restriction, and fear. And I don't want any fear to hold me back. I know you don't want any fear holding you back. So, you know, as we get ready to open the show here, you know, let's just ask Spirit to move into our lives and move into every situation of our lives and just say, hey, you know what, I'm going to let go. I'm going to stop fighting, and I'm going to just say, hey, you know what, here it is. And you know, if we can honestly do that, and we can honestly do that, we just have to get out of our heads, and we have to say, you know what, I'm done fighting. I'm done with my stuff. Spirit, hey, here it is, you know, and just let it go and hand it over to Spirit. And then there will be no restrictions. There will be nothing standing in our way. You know, I was just talking to a friend earlier today and, you know, was talking about her life and what's going on with her. And, you know, and she feels like that there's some blocks going on, you know, and some things that, you know, she doesn't know what's in the way. And so, you know, what do you do in a situation like that? And in a situation like that, what I would recommend is just going to your spirit guide and saying, hey, you know, just be honest with your spirit guide. You know, I think a lot of times, we're afraid to express any anger, any upset. You know, they already know that you're there. They already know what's going on inside of you. Do you know that? They already know that. So they know you're frustrated. They know that you're at your end's rope. And it's okay to express that. It's not okay to stick there. It's not okay to get stuck there. You know, I always talk about emotions, and, you know, it's okay to have emotions because we're human. We're going to have human emotions. We're going to have those moments when we just want to scream at the top of our lungs, what the heck is going on? And so it's okay to feel that way. It's just not okay to get stuck there. You know, Spirit understands emotions. Spirit knows where we're at. And so what we have to do is just express them and let Spirit take charge. You know, I know a lot of people are going through some rough things right now. And I know that it looks like you're all by yourself, but you're not all by yourself. I know it looks that way. I know it feels that way. But trust me, you're not by yourself, okay? All right, let's go ahead and open with prayer. And I had the same friend I talked to earlier. She's a little concerned about her son. We're not going to mention his name on air. I'm just going to give you the initial, his first initial, and it would be a J. And we're going to pray for him and ask Spirit. Some test results came back that don't look all that great, and we're going to hope and pray that, you know, that Spirit can turn all kinds of things around, and she's really worried about him, and which is understandable, and so we're going to go ahead and pray for that situation as we open. Let's go ahead and open with prayer. Father, Mother God, we just thank you for this moment in time with you, in this moment where we can just let go of all of our stuff, let go of all those attachments, let go of all of that fear, let go of all those things that are restricting us, and just to trust you. Father, Mother, God, we come to you right now asking you to meet the needs. You know, there's plenty of needs. I could go on for hours with just a show of prayer because there's so many needs and there's so many things that people are praying for. And I pray right now for my friend's son, and I pray that these test results will get better next time he goes, and just touch his body right now from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. I ask that you would just move in his life right now. Move into every cell, move into every situation in his life, and just be there. Let him feel you right now doing that. And Father, Mother, God, I pray for my listeners, as always. I pray that you would meet their needs physically, spiritually, and emotionally, and that you would help me completely and absolutely move out of the way and become that vessel that you always use on this program. So we thank you for that. And we say namaste, and we say amen. If you would like to be a part of the program, you can do that by calling me at 347-327-9316. We have gone to a free account right now. What that means for the program is we have 30-minute shows right now. If you would like to help out and make a donation where we could go back to what we used to have, that would be great, and I would appreciate it. You can do that by going to this website, www.insightswithmichael.com, and you can make a donation over there, and of any amount would help. You know, it costs money to run the show. I just don't have it, and so that's why we're down to a 30-minute show. So I just wanted to explain to you what was going on. So, all right, let's go ahead and take some calls, and let's start with Ann in Florida. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Michael. I'm sorry, I sent you an email and didn't sign it. I don't know if you got it.
I got it. I was going to reply to you, but I felt like you were going to call in today, so I thought I'd handle it on air.
So. I'm so glad to see your name pop up today. I know you said February was going to be a good month, but it has not been so far, and
right.
I'm struggling financially, and I've just been hit with some new finances that are escalating. Yesterday I got a letter from a lawyer whom I don't know stating that he saw something on a public record that I cannot locate. And there's some confusion around this legal matter pertaining to my home and the association responsible whereby I had paid, and they're saying I didn't. I'm wondering how that's going to work out.
Play out. Okay. I still feel like the February will be a good month for you. You know, you just have to, you know, just continue to manifest what you want in your life, you know, bringing, you know, good things to you. And I know that you're doing that, and I know that you're pulling on that, and Spirit will help you with that. So, you know, just continue, just keep moving forward. As far as the legal thing goes, you know, there's so many variables in that it's really hard for psychics to pinpoint things like that. But I still feel like that February is going to be a month where things turn around with you financially. At this point, I wouldn't see a move for you. I mean, I feel like that there will be a move, but I don't feel like it's a move where you're going to be forced to leave. You follow what I'm saying? I don't feel like it's going to be saying, hey, you've got to vacate. I feel like when you do vacate, I feel like it's going to be your choice, you know, that it will be something that you decide to do. And so that's what I keep seeing.
With some people that came here, and they came too early before I got home, and then they left. And I'm wondering, you know, if I'm still going to get some activity going to move forward on that end.
Yeah, I would say yes. I feel like that those people might even come back. You know, I see that that's a possibility. So.
And also, do you see any extra money coming in to help with this? Right now, it's just beyond me.
Because I felt the energy when you emailed me. I knew that you were, you know, having a rough moment right there. You know, the one thing that I would tell you, Ann, just, you know, keep calling on your angels, keep calling on your spirit guide for assistance in this, you know, because I do feel like that, you know, things are going to get better. You know, just keep seeing them getting better. You know, one thing that I believe is manifesting. You know, we have to see it and get it and then believe it, you know, and accept it. You know, a lot of times Spirit wants to bless us, and I believe that Spirit's going to bless you financially. You know, there might be a little bit of an increase here in your finances this month. I see that things are picking up in that area, but, you know, I don't know exactly when this is going to fall into place. Just, you know, keep seeing it happening, and Spirit will bless you accordingly, okay?
All right, and also, can you send healing for the physical pain I'm having, because it's not going away, and I'm not getting answers. I'm waiting on a test, and they don't seem to be able to pinpoint it.
Right. Yeah, definitely we'll pray for you and you know, remember you in prayer because of, you know, of this pain that you're going through right now. Feel a lot of it's, you know, a little bit stress-related. I do feel like that the test will give you some answers when those results come back. So you'll get a little bit of a heads up on that as you go, you know, into next month. You know, I feel like it's going to be more next month where you're going to get some resolution of what's going on with you physically. The pain will go away, but we want a resolution of what's causing this, so
right,
we won't have to go through it again.
Doing everything I can, Michael, and I've called on the angels, but I'm in a bad situation.
Right.
I have a relative who helped me a little bit, but he's kind of turned his back on me right now, and I thought things were picking up for him. He told me they were, And then he's kind of like washed his hands of helping me, which it upsets me not only financially but emotionally too, because I've always told him that he's had a home with me if he needed my help. And,
right, yeah. I feel like that some things have come up for him unexpectedly that he wasn't expecting, and so, you know, I think he's got his own little issues going on right now, and I feel like that's what's holding his helping you. I feel like that somebody's going to help you. I don't know if it's going to be him, but I do feel like some money coming from some other source, okay?
Good, and I'm not one to ask, Michael. I'd rather be the giver, you know.
Right,
and,
yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I'm not a person
sometimes we got to ask. People, one thing I've learned in my own life, and people don't know if you don't ask. You know, they don't know, you know, not everybody is psychic and not everybody can read minds and stuff like that. We have to ask sometimes for help. And,
well, I have
and be able
eating humble pie for quite a while and asked
right.
for help because I can't handle it alone now. It's beyond me.
No. Yeah, it's, yeah. And, you know, one thing that I believe with spirit always moves in these kind of situations. When we hit the wall, sort of, you know, that's when spirit steps in and helps us. And so that's what I believe is going to happen in your situation. So I appreciate you calling in, and you have a good day.
Thank you so much. Many blessings, and I'll continue to listen and try to get you on the computer here so I can hear the rest of
okay.
the show. Thanks,
okay,
Michael.
All right, thank you.
Thanks,
all right,
blessings.
Bye-bye. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Rose. She called in. Hi.
Hi. Sorry, I was trying to take you up off a speakerphone. I'd just like a message, please.
Okay, let me go ahead and pull some cards really quick here from my Gaia deck. I'm using my Gaia deck today. I haven't used it for a while, so we'll get it working here. Intuitive communication, silent whispers of the heart. So just what I believe Spirit's saying here, Rose, is just, you know, just listen. You know, sometimes we get wrapped in our emotions, and our emotions take over. And what I really believe Spirit's saying today is, you know, just listen to that small, still voice inside of you, and Spirit's going to answer. Jewel within a teardrop, this is a time for a spiritual and emotional reconnecting. And so meditation is the key here, and just continue to trust Spirit and listen. And I got healing, ocean of eternal love, healing as the next card. And so I really feel like they're going through a healing phase right now, healing some past emotions, past stuff. And so I would see that for you. Okay?
Wow. That was a lot. That was deep. Thank you.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, Spirit's just talking. You know, what I feel like is happening with you, Rose, is I feel like you're, you know, the ego part of us, you know, Ann talked about it earlier about, you know, reaching out and asking. I think that our egos sometimes get in the way, you know, when we hit rock bottom and when things are going on with us, you know, it's okay to ask. You know, the one thing I've learned in my own life, you can ask. The only thing that can happen is yes or no. Nobody has ever hit me. they might have said no to me. But nobody's ever violently, you know, got violent with me. So you just got to ask. And it is hard sometimes for us because we're not designed for that. You know, a lot of us don't like to ask. A lot of us have been taught not to ask. Everything, you know, Spirit will take care of everything. But sometimes Spirit wants us to step out and wants us to say, hey, you know what, I need help. I can't do this by myself. And it's not, you know, it's okay to realize that when you're at that place, you know, where you need some help, you know, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, well, my problem is I've run out of places to turn. You know what I mean?
Right. And, you know, the one thing when I was meditating right before the show, you know, I was, you know, I heard Spirit saying, hey, you know what, you're hitting a wall. And when we hit walls, I always like it when I hit a wall because whenever I've hit a wall, Spirit has came through, like, mightily. And so I think that sometimes Spirit wants to bring us to a place where when it's all said and done, the only thing left is Spirit, you know, and reaching out and saying, hey, you know, I need some help. And I know you've been doing that, but I also know that Spirit's going to work, and I feel that. You know, I feel like a miracle is right around the corner for you. And I know that maybe right now it's hard for you to see that, but it's coming. I can almost feel it. I don't know when. I can't give you a guideline when, but I can tell you that it's coming. And you know, Spirit knows right where you are. You know, that's one thing I like about Spirit. When I was in church, minister would say a scripture, and, you know, Spirit knows every hair on our head. And so if it knows every hair on our head, you know, things can, get done by Spirit. So got to just trust.
Excellent. Right. That's what I was struggling to do. Thank you, though. You made it a little bit easier.
All right. Thank you. All right. I'm going to go down here and check our 111 call. So, all right. Thank you.
Thanks, Michael.
Hello?
Oh, hi.
Hi. Who is this?
Connie.
Connie, how are you?
Good. How are you? I didn't know the number came up 111.
Yeah, it came up 111 on my end. It's like your mysterious caller. We didn't know who you were. So I took a chance and answered it. So I'm good. I'm glad you're a good guy. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So how are things going for you?
They're going. They're going. I did have just a question.
Okay.
If you can pick up any energy in my bedroom, because last night I could have sworn I heard something. Exhale, and then a very icy cold wind in my bedroom last night.
Okay. I got to have permission to do this, so I have permission to remote view your house really quick, right?
So, yeah, of course.
Okay. I just want to be sure. All right. I'm going to clap for just a second and see what I'm picking up. Okay, that didn't take very long. There's a male presence in there. I don't think it means you any harm, but if it's making you uncomfortable, just tell it to go. I mean, the one thing about spirits, if they're making us uncomfortable, one thing I've learned in my own journey, if they're making us uncomfortable, then we need to tell them to move on and ask them to do that, because a good spirit shouldn't make you feel uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? Like if your grandmother on the other side comes, that shouldn't be something you're afraid of.
Right.
You know, and you're learning how to discern spirits, and I'm glad that you brought this to our attention. But I don't see anything that you can't handle on your own. So you know, if it comes back, you know, tonight or whatever, you know, just ask your angels to flood light into your bedroom, and you know, keep anything like that away from you. But if spirits making you uncomfortable, kind of, you know, just say, hey, you know, you need to move on. I do that with spirits all the time. Yeah.
Any clue as to who he is? Is this the same one that smokes the cigarettes? Is that the same one?
I feel like it is the same one. So you might, you know, I don't know. And the other thing, if you feel confident enough, you know, just ask him what he wants.
Okay.
You know, I would be sure I'm grounded and white-lighted and all that stuff, because you're talking to, you know, a spirit that you don't really know. So I'd be sure I have all those precautions in place. But I would ask, hey, you know, what do you want? What are you here for? And ask, you know, how can I help you? You know, when I have spirits, especially earthbound spirits, you know, how can I help? You know, I wouldn't tell them, you know, that they're passed on, because I don't know if the spirit knows that yet. I would just talk, so it could be an earthbound spirit. What I would do with this case would just say, hey, you know, hi, you know, and introduce yourself and make it clear that this is your home, and you know, take a stand and say, hey, you know, this is my home, this is my bedroom. You're not welcome in this room, you know, because you need to sleep. And that's what I have to do sometimes with spirits. I have to say, okay, you know, this is room is off limits. This is where I sleep. You know, this is where I regroup, because they don't rest. I don't feel like it's meaning any harm to you, and I feel like that you're strong enough to deal with it on your own. You know, if it doesn't go away, you know, contact me and we'll go from there. You know, if you can't handle it, if it just refuses to go, sometimes you do need that extra help. But, you know, call upon Archangel Michael to help you with this. And I feel like you can get rid of it on your own. You just need to set boundaries with spirits and things like that. And maybe we can talk about that off air a little more. But
okay.
you just need to set, you need to set some boundaries. Yeah.
Before I go to bed, I white light my house. Ask for,
right.
for the light to fill every nook and cranny, to transmute
right.
any energies that's here. I call on Archangel Michael, my guardian angels to be in my room, guardian angels of my daughters to be in her room.
Right.
We can just have a, you know, a peaceful sleep.
Right. Yeah, that's a good thing, and that's what we all need to do. So, but I appreciate you calling in, and you might call
me
right after
your
the
voice.
Yeah, you might call me right after the show, and
okay.
Maybe we can talk a little bit off the air. So,
okay,
all right.
Thank
I will
you.
Talk to you later. I appreciate you calling in. All right, bye bye.
All right.
Man, 30 minutes goes by fast. I can't believe that we're already at 30 minutes. Let me give you the website address to set up full readings with me. I do have time to do some today if you would like to do that. I have cleared my schedule for today. It is www.insightswithmichael.com. That website's being worked on right now, so it's going to look a little odd here and there, but it is being worked on, so it's www.insightswithmichael.com. To make a donation to this program, if you go to where it says services and you go all the way down, it's under the mediumship reading thing, there's a donation button. Click on that, and you can make a donation of any type to help out to get the show back to where it needs to be. I would also request prayer for me. I don't do that a lot, but it's, you know, like I said, it's okay to ask, and so I'm asking. You know, I'm in a human form, and sometimes my human form has human moments, just like you have human moments, and so we just have to remember that, and it's okay to admit that. You know, it's just not okay to stay there. And so you might pray for me and situations in my life. So we're going to go ahead and close out. The one thing that we're going to cover, we're just going to go out with prayer. The Olympics, the Winter Games have started, and I'm a little concerned with some of the games. And, you know, there's always situations when you get a whole bunch of people together, there's a chance that somebody might do something to get attention. And I don't understand terror. I don't understand that kind of stuff. I don't understand hate and those kind of situations. There is a world coming where we won't have that. And I'll be glad when that world comes. And it comes with us. It starts changing the world one person at a time. But let's cover the Winter Games with white light, and anybody that's trying to do anything won't be able to do anything, okay? And there's already been some kinds of attempts to hurt the games, but those didn't go through. And so let's just white light Sochi and the Winter Games and everybody that's there. Let's just cover all of Russia. How about that? Let's just cover all of Russia, but basically focus on the Winter Games, okay? Let's go ahead and go to prayer and thank for today. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for today. We thank you for callers that have called in, and we thank you that you're able to move in situations and move in lives. Father, Mother, God, I pray for the Olympics right now. I white light them, and I white light every person that is there, from the workers to the people taking part. And we just cover them with white light. We cover all of Russia right now with white light. And we thank you for doing that. I thank you for my listeners. And I thank you for this program. And I say namaste. And I say amen. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. We'll be back on air Monday, sometime Monday. So we'll see you then. All right. Bye-bye.